You see, Lovie Smith got fired. He won 10 games, so I guess when things ain't going in the right direction, everything goes that way.
Just part of the business, Sean, that you guys accept, don't like, but accept.
Maybe. I mean, you don't like it. It's just like the same day when coaches got to make cuts for the 53-man roster. They're hoping they're making the right decision. So that's a sad day. This is a sad day in NFL, period. I mean, period for some guys that's going to be free agents like myself. Coaches getting fired. You know, even assistant coaches not knowing what's going to happen. GM's getting fired. It's part of the football business, and it's never going to change. It's going to continue to keep going. Every year, coaches get fired. So, unfortunately, it was us this year.
Sean, you and Romeo are really close. You know, personally, is it tough for you knowing he gave you another opportunity to come here?
It's tough, but I love him. Just like I talked to him, I just came from talking to him and told him I wish him well. Hopefully, you know, if he desires to still coach, I would love to play for him. He's been through a lot. I can say that much. I mean, just with everything this year, losing games, the Javon Belcher situation, it's everything, you know, so it's tough. So he said he's going to take some time to himself, prop his leg up, relax, and enjoy some of the snow. I'm not mad at him.
How much responsibility for the results on the field as a coach
I mean, at the end of the day, it really doesn't, because I didn't know we're the players. The coach can only do so much. He only can tell you what to do. He's not the one out there executing. He's not the one turning the ball over. He's not the one fumbling the ball. He's not the one missing tackles or missing field goals, whatever, so be it. So, I mean, that's a coach only could do so much. As players, we got to take up and be accountable for our mistakes when we mess up. And in this league, if players mess up, coaches get fired, you know what I mean?